everybody.
I remember the night, I remember the sound,
Play some of that record tonight, as well as some older stuff, like you just heard. And you know, it's a crazy night for an American. Pretty weird. Thinking of it, it makes you consider all the context of your songs quite differently on a night like tonight. But a lot of this record is about was written during a time of transition in my life. I felt several areas of my life just kind of shifting, and I was adjusting to that and walking towards that. And wanting to feel that turbulent feeling as identified as progress, and because I think it is, I think that a positive disruption that's necessary every so often in our lives. For me, it's about every like 5 or 6 years. I feel like there's just some kind of like alignment that needs to happen. Anyway. The reason I was thinking about the election, particularly with this song, I was feeling like I was trying to take those steps moving forward, and a friend of mine, I kept seeing just getting caught up in the same ruts over and over and over again, that seem all the world to be quite unhealthy. And I was thinking that just even saying the words towards your goals is a good step. It's not the only step you need to take, but sometimes when you're in a rut, just saying the words out loud is enough to and hearing yourself say them is enough to kind of create this little covenant with your life and your future. The kind of thing you want to see yourself do. And this song started in that place. Donovan and Sarah Jarose, and on that tour, it was right before going in the studio to make Young Girl and Lights, and I started a song over here on that tour, we were driving all over the beautiful English countryside. I think the song is always going to be tied to the UK because of that. Time to read the stars.
so long now.
California, where I'm from. I got lucky and there was this this great band that would play every Saturday night. And my family, when I was even like a really, really little kid, my parents would take my brother and I, and we'd just spend, you know, 2 or 3 hours at this pizza parlor watching this bluegrass band who just happened to be really good players and just as good of teachers. And so I grew up playing fiddle.
Thank you.
as years pass, I tend to look back on different phases of my life, in different chapters, and in those chapters there are always, you know, one or two people and one or two places that really stand out as these markers of that time, and sort of icons or monuments of you know those few years of living in a town or of in school or just out of school or family friends that have maybe passed on or just don't see them quite as much. On a quiet night, driving out to very small piece of paper so as to not really know what it says. All right, now I know what it says. I got to plan ahead, guys. Got to plan ahead.
Thank you. songs to the rest of us and believe that it's your best. It's time that we both stop thinking. No one's heart is breaking. No one on one thing you said. Mister, you will miss me. It just missed my. To sing his songs, it turned into a double album. I think Lyle Lovett sang two songs, which is a little bit of hogging songs. Perfect gentleman in every other way. Anyway, I was so glad that song wasn't taken by the time that we got to it. I'm sitting down by the highway, down by the highway side. I
There's a whistly part on this song, if you guys wanted to, you know, whistle on.
Yeah.
It seems like this is like the perfect opportunity in the perfect whistle room, I mean, you know, and a whistling song. It's just this part that goes over and over again. But I think he can.
Yeah. feel like I'm a pretty hopeful person. I've been accused of being a Pollyanna once or twice in my life. Looking on the bright side of things. Sometimes you don't want to look on the bright side, guys. Sometimes that will do me no good. Well, not the bright side. It's not the bright side that you shouldn't look on. But I guess what I'm saying is, come on. What are you buzzing for?
You got a picture on that.
Oh, I do. I couldn't even see it. You guys, I'm blind up here. I need you. I need you for your eyes. Now what's the problem? Is there another plectrum in there? There we go. You know, I will always look on the bright side whenever possible, but I guess what I'm trying to say is there's two sides to every coin. And I was over here on the Transatlantic Sessions tour a couple of times. I've gotten to do it, and both of those tours have been so incredibly memorable and inspiring for a very long time. The relationships that you gain through the people that they put you together with, it's just so special. And on this most recent Transatlantic Sessions tour a couple years ago that I was part of, Rodney Crowell was also on this tour. Did we play Bristol with that tour?
Yeah.
We did, right?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, that's right, because that's when I discovered your market was on that tour. Is it St. Nicholas Market or the Nicholas
Market?
Yes. Yeah. Listen, guys, they've got great juice. Anyway, Rodney Crowell, I got to hang out with him a bunch, and I am a sucker for a two-step. A country two-step is just right sometimes. And I left that tour with wanting to hear nothing but country two-steps. And I had this thing going, this idea. And thanks to the Transatlantic Sessions, it became a country song. Thank you.
Hartford song for you guys.
John Hartford, one of my favorite musicians. He's passed on several years back now, but he made quite the impact. And this is one of his songs. For those of you who don't know John, he wrote a lot of songs. His most famous one was "Gentle on My Mind," which many people recorded, including Glenn Campbell and lots of others. And he was a big fan of the river boats, and he worked on them. He went up and down the rivers in the middle part of the States, and he wrote about them. And this is one of them. It's about the Illinois River, and it's about how great it is to work on that boat, because you only have to work half a day and you get a full day of pay. Please sing along, guys, if you will. It goes, on a long hot summer day.
Thank you.
soon. Which I learned on that transatlantic sessions tour. Ooh, I'll just do a couple more for you guys. That is not who I got. I need to thank Stuart and Sherry and Tim for their hospitality tonight, for having me out. I appreciate it, and thanks to you all for coming out. I brought some vinyl records and some pins and bandanas and little traveling treats. And I'll be hanging out after the show. Please stick around and say hi if you have time, if you don't have to rush off. I'll do a couple more off of this new album here. Let me get this right here.
It's just been shown to you, like all those years at school. What they say is what you say, what they saw is what you see. You like a clear drawn line, partition and high, so you can whisper in the room, everything's as it should be. Thank you.
I noticed that, the people who tend to have their hand outstretched in generosity to others the longest, it's not the people who have had the easy lives. It's often the people who have had all kinds of trouble dished out to them throughout their lives, and still they somehow manage to come through it all with just nothing, you know. They just send loving kindness out to everyone, and it doesn't make any sense. But these people make a whole lot of difference in the world. I'm going to send this out to all the social workers and to the volunteers out there, the teachers and the friends. Thank you guys so much for coming out tonight. I really had a wonderful time playing for you. I hope to see you later.
Thank you.
out for you guys.
Yeah. Well, you're gonna miss me early in the morning. One of these days. Oh yeah, are you gonna want me early in the morning when I'm away? Oh, you know you'll be sorry. All the times I cried, yeah, you'll be sorry. All the times you lied, yeah, you're gonna miss me early in the morning, one of these days. Oh, yeah. Cause you know a rolling stone don't gather no moss. And you cross that bridge when it's time to cross. You broke my heart when you said goodbye. Well, now the milk is spilled, and boy, you're gonna cry. Yeah, early in the morning, you're gonna know that I was right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, early in the morning, when there's nobody to hold you tight. Oh, don't you know, well, you're gonna want me. I want me bad. You miss the bed.
A few times in these songs over the last couple hours here, hour and a half, I guess. She comes into verses here, and then she sort of weaves through. And I'll leave you guys here with this last one that when I was just a little girl, I would spend a lot of time with both of my grandparents. They both lived really close. I was very lucky. And my grandma Nordstrom, Henny Nordstrom, had a garden in the front, just to the side of the house. It was surrounded by berry bushes. And then, of course, there'd be the normal vegetables and all these fruit trees in Southern California, lots of citrus. And you know, at summer vacation, I'd spend a lot of time over with grandma and grandpa. And they would always teach me lessons and tell me things that I should remember in the metaphors of the garden, with of course weeding and pruning and tending and watering and all that stuff. But it sinks in really deeply to me. And whenever I need to tap into, you know, those kind of fundamental truths about being a person and how to think about others and be in the world, it always comes back to those sort of that setting for me. And I started writing this during the first transatlantic tour I was on, actually. It was a very congregational feel, oddly, to that tour. On stage is a fellowship of sorts, and then even with the audience during the shows, it's just a unique night each time. And I wanted to write something that seemed sort of congregational like that. And this is what I wrote. Sun is up, a new day is before you. Sun is up, wake your sleepy soul. Sun is up, hold on to what is whole. Take up your spade and break
Jacob.